free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to be taking a look at Hillary Clinton. She has now come out and said that she's not going to be running for president, if you saw the top of the Drudge Report. But, of course, can we really believe anything that Hillary Clinton says? She's back in Selma, Alabama, a dozen years after she is doing that fake drawl down there. She's talking to the same people, and she's at it again. So I don't know. I mean, she may return just like her phony Southern accent. But we're going to take a look at what she's really up to. You know, quite frankly, if I was Bernie, I'd be looking over my back at Hillary Clinton. There is a lot of bad blood between these two, and she kept him away from the nomination once before. I wouldn't be surprised if she does it again. His staff has come out and said they're the worst people in the world, talking about the Clintons and the staff around them. Yeah, we knew that. Tell us something we don't know. But there's been a verbal warfare going on between these different groups, and I think that Hillary is perhaps going to transcend the presidency. Now that her Clinton Foundation appears to be safe from any action by the Trump administration, the Department of Justice, for any of the criminal things that they've done, she can proceed to set herself up to maybe take the place of George Soros. He's getting up in years. He's going to be retired by God pretty soon, and he needs somebody, the left needs somebody to take his place. Maybe she'll be the mafia boss to take the place of George Soros. We're also going to take a look at the breaking news about Alexandria in Wonderland. Yes, Miss Occasional Cortex now has her chief of staff, the guy that was in Burgergate last week. Somebody pointed out that he was eating a hamburger. Well, it looks like he's been feeding at the trough in other ways. There is a lot of discussion from several different groups about the ways that he set up the campaign contribution political action committees, the PACs. And you've got a former FEC chairman. You have multiple watchdog groups saying the only explanation for this is that they're trying to cover up money to pay themselves under the table. In other words, embezzling funds, or otherwise trying to subvert the election laws. But it probably won't make any difference if she knows the right people. It's just that she may be, maybe has made some enemies in the Democrat Party because she has been open about where she wants to go with socialism. It may be a little bit too soon. You know, they've been grooming this generation for quite some time, but there's still enough of us around who know what socialism is. There's still enough of us who haven't been brainwashed by the government schools to know what socialism is. And we're not going to support this. Quite frankly, I would rather be dead than red. And I mean that. I mean that literally. And you're not going to shove socialism or communism down my throat. I've seen too much of this. I know too much about it. So they're waiting for the millennials to get a little bit older, the next generation to come in. They've all been schooled in how wonderful socialism is. But the older politicians understand that it is not a winning proposition right now. It's a little bit too soon, just like it's a little bit too soon for her to tell everybody about the UN's 2030 agenda, where you surrender your car, you surrender your home, they take the meat off of your plate, we get rid of airplanes, all private cars and so forth. That's a little bit too soon for her to tell everybody where this is headed. I know where it's headed. I know where we've been. I know where we're headed. You probably do, too. If you're above a certain age, especially if you haven't gone to government school, maybe somebody educated you. And along those lines, we'll be talking to Alex Newman. And he's going to talk to us about how vital it is for us to take control of education. The people who have put us in this situation, the people who have made socialism cool, are the people who created the schools. And this goes back to the controlling socialists of the 19th century. Yeah, it's very old, really. You know, I like to call these people paleo-authoritarians. I think that's really what we ought to call them. They'll call them socialists. Call them paleo-authoritarians. It's a very old idea. Even the idea that they're going to indoctrinate your kids, that goes back to Plato. We'll be talking to Alex.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. You got it? This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, March the 5th, 2019. Oh, it broke yesterday afternoon. I tweeted it out right away. It was AOC's Burger Boy. Just last week, as somebody showed the hypocrisy of her staff. And understand that, you know, even though she was not eating a burger, her chief of staff is eating a burger, and he's the guy behind the Green New Deal. We're going to tell you what he's really behind. And now somebody has pointed out that he's not only into burgers, but he's also into Sloppy Joe's slush fund. He's got a slushy. And there's a lot of information that has been broken by the Washington Examiner. As we were laughing about this during the break, what was it you said about how wimpy her chief of staff is, Travis?
I just said since she's a socialist, it reminds me of that old joke from, I guess it was Popeye? I'm not exactly too sure.
Yeah, Popeye. It was wimpy. He was always eating a burger.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, but apparently they'll gladly steal your money Tuesday for a hamburger today.
That's right. That's right. They are simply thieves. And here's a good example of it. Now, to give you an idea who this guy is, his name is, and I may not be pronouncing it correctly, I think he's originally from India, although probably his parents are from India. I think he was born in Dallas or Fort Worth, but he was very successful in Silicon Valley. His name is Saikat Chakrabarty, I think is the way you pronounce it. Let's just call him SC. yeah, we had a lot of Iranian students in engineering classes when I was going to USF. And after butchering several people's names, one of the teachers said, "All right, I'm not going to try this anymore." And he gets to one guy and he goes, "I'm just going to read the last four digits of your social security number and just call out present if you're here." That was back in the day when people weren't so worried about identity theft. Nevertheless, I don't have the last four digits of this guy who I think is pronounced Chakrabarty. So we'll just call him SC. Now, SC, in his instantiation in Silicon Valley, founded a company called Mockingbird. And this was a piece of software for collaboration. So you just do mock-ups and you can sell it with your collaborators. Then he decided he would do that politically. And so he's created a mock-up of socialism. He went to work for Bernie Sanders for 2 years, and then he got the idea that he could start a massive movement. And he could kind of mock up what a socialist candidate, the ideal Prague, looks like. And so the Prague that he came up with was actually AOC, who's making a mockery of the Democrat Party, quite frankly. That's the mock-up that he wound up getting. His whole idea was that he was going to create a company. After he did the stint with Bernie 2 years ago, he founds this it's actually a PAC plus a LLC. And that's where he's getting into trouble. But it's a thing called the Brand New Congress, and then Brand New Congress LLC. And again, they wanted to have these different people. So they had about 1,200 applications for the Prague of the future. You know, if you want to go to Congress, if you want to be part of the Brand New Deal Congress, a socialist progressive Congress, then, you know, send us your application. Well, they got 12,000 applications. They selected 12 people to get behind to run for Congress, and they wound up with AOC. I would say that they, that's what you call hitting a dry well, isn't it? What he did is cash transfers from these PACs that he was overseen by SC. So we have AOC and we have SC. It works out pretty nice. So he is the chief of staff for the freshman socialist. Remember, she is the mock-up of the brand new Congress of the future. And these people have this brainchild to come up with the Green New Deal. But as the Washington Inquirer, who broke the story yesterday afternoon, points out, this runs counter to her pledges to increase transparency and to reduce the influence of dark money in politics. But it is true to progressive socialist principles of being devious thieves. So you got to give them credit for that. SC's companies appear to have been set up for the sole purpose of obscuring how the political donations were used, writes Washington Examiner. The arrangement skirted reporting requirements and may have violated the $5,000 limit for contributions. And the, according to the complaint filed by the National Legal and Policy Center, a government watchdog group. But there's actually two government watchdog groups and a former FEC chair who are commenting on this. You know, as people commented on Burger Boy, again, behind the Green New Deal, he's sitting there chomping down on a big burger, taking a picture of it, put it up on social media. Her response, AOC's response to the publication of SC's burger was, gee, that was really kind of creepy. This guy's taking pictures of us. Well, yeah, I think what's creepy is the way that you've arranged your election funding to keep people from seeing what you're doing, isn't it? You not only don't want people to see you eating burgers, you don't want them to see you feeding at the trough of campaign contributions. Campaign finance attorneys described the arrangement as really weird, an indication that there's something amiss. They said there's no way of telling where the political donations went. But that's the point, isn't it? They said they could have been pocketed, or they could have been used by the company to pay for off-the-books campaign operations. You know, like maybe funding a dirty dossier research on somebody's opposition, or just holding it for the future when you want to do that. I don't know. I mean, would anybody ever do something like that in the Democrat Party? Of course not. They're so above reproach. The complaint names AOC and SC as respondents, and it asks the FEC to investigate and audit the two PACs that have money that you can't see. Tom Anderson, director of the National Legal and Policy Center Government Integrity Project, said it appears AOC and her associates ran an off-the-books operation to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars, violating the foundation of all campaign finance laws. That would be transparency. So SC, a Harvard graduate, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, and architect of the Green New Deal and the BNC, the brand new Congress. Everything seems to end with C here in this article. He founded a PAC, a PAC, that was called Justice Democrats in 2017, along with this brand new Congress PAC that he created in 2016 after his laurels in the failed Bernie Sanders campaign. In 2016-2017, his PACs raised about $3.3 million. The committees transferred over $1 million to two shell companies. This is not an oil company, but it is kind of slippery. Controlled by SC with names similar to the PACs. So he's got a PAC called Brand New Congress, another PAC called Justice Democrats. Well, he sets up these LLCs, calls them Brand New Campaign LLC and Brand New Congress LLC. Now, one of those, Brand New Campaign LLC, was incorporated in Delaware. The other one, they can't find any registration of it in any state. It may not even legally exist as an entity. I don't know. Didn't incorporate it anywhere. The committee transferred over 82% of their contributions to the company called Brand New Campaign LLC. The payments were made for, quote, strategic consulting. Adav Nadi, senior director at another organization, and also a former FEC lawyer, said the arrangement was highly unusual and seemed intended to obscure the destination of the funds. None of this makes any sense, he said. I can't even begin to disentangle that. They're either confused or they're trying to conceal something. They're either stupid or crooked. They may be both. You know, most crooks are stupid. I can only think of two really likely possibilities, he said, for this type of pattern of disbursements. One is a scam PAC that they're really just paying themselves and they're concealing it by using the LLC. The other is that there's actually another recipient, that the money is going to the LLC and then being dispersed to some other way they want to conceal. A former chairman of the FEC, Bradley Smith, said he's never seen such an arrangement. It's really weird, he said. I see almost no way you can do that without being at least a reporting violation, quite likely a violation of the contribution limits. Should they get a fine? Should they get impeachment? Oh, should they go to jail? We'll see. Same standard for Trump? I don't know.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer and developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
AOC's chief of staff, his name is Saikat Chakrabarty, I think. I'm not sure, so I'm calling him SC. Now, SC is still on Twitter. He's still tweeting about abolishing ICE. That is his concern. He wants to abolish it. Maybe he should have focused on abolishing the FEC because they're going to be the ones who come after him if anybody does. It's not going to be ICE. It's going to be the FEC. As I was saying, a former chairman of the FEC said he's never seen such an arrangement as the one that's been created here. This information broke yesterday. There's been a complaint filed with the FEC listing AOC and SC, her chief of staff, as complainants, saying that this looks very, very suspicious. Everybody, there's two different organizations, as I said, and here's a quote from a former chairman of the FEC, Bradley A. Smith. Said he's never seen such an arrangement. It's a really weird situation, he said. I see almost no way that you can do that without at least being a reporting violation. Quite like a violation of the contribution limits. Well, what happens when you violate the contribution limits? Usually there's a small fine, unless you're conservative, like Dinesh D'Souza. Then you go to jail. If you're a president, like Obama, and you violate the federal election laws, you can get a fine. Sometimes it can be kind of big, you know, of course, you know, small compared to the amount of money that these people get anymore for running for president. It's now up in over $1 billion each of the candidates are getting. You talk about corruption. That's how it starts, getting these elections up. It's just outrageous that this person who's running for Congress, AOC, gets over $3 million in contributions. I remember 25 years ago. When I was essentially a paper candidate for the Libertarian Party, just trying to have a platform to talk to people about issues. Now I've got this. If you support us, I've got this. Otherwise, I may have to go run as a third-party candidate again because somebody listened to me. Nevertheless, when I was running, you know, people would say, how much, the first question you get from mainstream media, how much money have you got? Right? Because up until President Trump, that basically determined it. He found a way to get around that. Even though he had a lot of money, he had a lot of moxie that was even more impressive, and he was able to engage people on Twitter and elsewhere. But they would talk about how much money do you have. Now, you would have a situation, and, you know, things have gotten out of control, haven't they, with Congress? Well, actually, the original First Amendment was to limit the number of people who could be represented by a congressman. I think that's an idea whose time has come again. We really need to think about bringing that up again. There's absolutely no reason that people have to get together physically under one roof in order to conduct business as a Congress. As a matter of fact, it would be a lot better, wouldn't it, if the congressman, instead of going to Washington, D.C., and being absorbed into that corrupt swamp, where they somehow immediately get amnesia about what it was that they ran on, all the promises that they made, and so forth? What if they stayed in the district where they live, where they got elected? What if they lived there? And then voted securely by electronic stuff. The same people who say, oh, you can't do that. Can't have that. But they can have online voting, which we'll talk about here coming up. What happened in Switzerland as they did their online voting test. But they said, no. All of you can do online voting, but not us. No. We have to go live in Washington. No. I think we ought to go back to that. But one of the things that has happened with that is that you now have a situation where, I don't know, 25 years ago, it was about 500,000 people that typical congressman represented. I don't know what they represent today. But the idea that you're going to spend $3 million or more, multiple, you know, it's just, we've had a couple of Senate races. Look at the Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke race here in Texas, the race in Florida that was there, the Senate race there, I think was even more expensive. They're spending more on each of these Senate races than they used to spend on the presidential campaigns at the turn of the century. And I'm not talking about the, you know, from the beginning of the 20th century. I'm talking about the beginning of the 21st century. These people are spending more than Bush and Gore did, or about the same amount. And if you remember, Al Gore was saying, that's way too much money. George Bush is trying to buy the election. Well, then by that definition, pretty much everybody running for office in Washington is trying to buy the election today. So when we look at the amount of money, that is obscene. And when we look at the fine that Obama got, it was kind of a slap on the wrist. It's $375,000 to you and me. That's a lot of money, but not to Obama. I mean, he's spending $500 million, $500 million, more than 1,000 times what he was fined, to build his library without any books in Chicago. That's the rarefied air that these elites breathe. But he just got a fine. Now, with President Trump, they want to impeach him. These same Democrats, AOC, wants to impeach. Will she be impeached? Will she be fined? Will she be let off with a fine for this? Or will she go to jail like Dinesh D'Souza? No, 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 no. The Republicans go to jail. The Republicans get impeached. And the Democrats get a fine or nothing. Or nothing. That's what's going to come out of this. I'll make my prediction right now. It's interesting that in 2016, when SC, the chief of staff, founded the brand new Congress PAC, put out a statement. It was released by Justice Democrats PAC last May. So that's brand new Congress is one of them. Justice Democrats was the other one. I guess they've got their little Justice League of social justice warriors out there. But they're not superheroes. They can create comic books with AOC in it, but these people are not heroes. He said that the statement said that SC was the only controlling member of the company, brand new Congress LLC. And that he took no salary. Oh, isn't that nice? He's just doing this gratis. The statement added that SC is lucky to have a small side business, a business that generates him enough income that he's able to do all this work as a volunteer out of the kindness of his heart. Well, you know, it was one of their communist heroes. I don't remember if it was Marx or Lenin. Probably Lenin. So the capitalists will sell the rope that we use to hang them. We will turn their greed against them. Well, this is a capitalist. AOC's chief of staff, SC, is a capitalist, and he is out there trying to sell the rope to hang you, folks. He wants to hang you. I remember we talked just yesterday. They're coming fast and furious. I think some of this is opposition research coming from the opposition within our own party, blowing the whistle on her. That doesn't mean that it's not legitimate criticism. Here are these people who push the Green New Deal on us. And as I said yesterday, she spent nearly $30,000 on Uber and Lyft. And she goes, oh, well, excuse me, I'm just living in the real world here. No, she isn't. In the real world, she would have walked 1 minute, 1 minute from her headquarters to the number 7 train there and taken the subway. And she loves trains for you, just like Obama told the black people in Africa, y'all can't have air conditioning, you'd burn the planet up. Y'all can't have private airplanes like me. Why, y'all can't even fly on airplanes because it'll destroy the planet. And so she can spend $30,000 for Uber and Lyft rides just during her campaign. And, no, that's okay. Just shut up because she's the boss.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, let's move on from AOC to that other superwoman of the Democrat Party. You know, we've got Captain Marvel coming out at the end of the week, and we've had other Marvel superheroes. Actually, they just play them. They're not actual superheroes. And they are actors. Mark Ruffalo, Don Cheadle. We have to have women in power to save the universe, they're telling us. The Marvel matriarchy. Well, let's talk about the DNC universe. Not the DC universe, not the Marvel universe, but the Democrat National Convention or Committee or whatever they are. Let's talk about these superwomen. You know, Hillary was back in Selma, Alabama. Now, you might remember Hillary in Selma, 2007, when she went all Southern on us, talking to people there, talking down to people there about civil rights. If you don't remember it, here's a refresher. Let's play video clip number 3.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far. From where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Now, is that any better than wearing blackface? She's trying to do Martin Luther King, or I don't know what she's trying to do. But I mean, that is Hillary, not in a Southern drawl. That's Hillary in blackface, quite frankly, folks. Yeah, she didn't actually have the mask on, but let's pull the mask off a little bit further on her. So here she is this week, 12 years later, same demagogue, same place, same event, Selma. And here's Hillary. She slips into that Southern accent again.
Reverend Green, when those bones get up and when that spirit is breathed into them and they start climbing out of that valley, the first place they go is to register to vote.
Now, only if their God is the DNC.
I am so grateful to be here with a long, long time friend of mine, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who forged so many, so many of the trails that...
Is that Jesse Jackson sinking down into his chair? She recognizes him and declares that he's her longtime friend and ally. It's like, no, 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 please, not now. Yeah. She said, this is a time, my friends, when fundamental rights, freedom of the press, she mentions, the rule of law, truth, facts, and reason are under assault. This is a full-fledged crisis of our democracy. She went on to say in another award ceremony. I'm not sure if it was the same venue. I think it might have been. Yeah, it was the same venue. It was in Selma, Alabama. This is a different recording. This one has a lot of reverb in it, but I want you to hear what she actually has to say. Pretty amazing. I kind of agree with her, although you got to realize she is the one who is attacking our fundamental rights. She is the source of the attack. Here she is, another clip in Selma, Alabama.
This is a time, my friends, when fundamental rights, civic virtue, freedom of the press, the rule of law, truth, facts, and reason are under assault. And make no mistake, we are living through a full-fledged crisis in our democracy. Now, there may not be, thank God, tanks in the streets, but what's happening goes to the heart of who we are as a nation. To anyone who has ever wondered what you would have done during those defining moments that we read about in history books, whether you would have risked arrest to demand votes for women, or bled on the Edmund Pettus Bridge to demand voting rights for all, the answer is what you are doing now could be as important as anything that anyone has done before.
All right, let's cut it right there. That's all of her I can take for the moment. You know, when she talks about, we don't have tanks in the street yet. But folks, it is an information war. And remember when Hillary Clinton said it's an information war and we're losing it? Let's play 13.
We are engaged in an information war. You know, during the Cold War, we did a great job in getting America's message out. After the Berlin Wall fell, we said, okay, fine, enough of that. You know, we've done it. We're done. And unfortunately, we are paying a big price for it. And our private media cannot fill that gap. In fact, our private media, particularly cultural programming, often works at counter purposes to what we truly are as Americans and what our values are. I remember having an Afghan general tell me that the only thing he thought about Americans is that all the men wrestled and the women walked around in bikinis, because the only TV he ever saw was Baywatch and Worldwide Wrestling. So
he must never have seen her.
In an information war.
Let's cut it right there. Look, she's talking about private media, and they're just not doing the heavy lifting for them. That's why they have to bring in NATO, the Atlantic Council, the NSA, the CIA, these people who are DARPA behind the internet. And they were very upfront about this. You know, she said it's an information war and we are losing it. And in November of 2017, remember, we've had Clint Watts, former U.S. Army officer, former FBI agent, member of the Alliance for Securing Democracy. And he spoke to the Senate Judiciary Committee about the civil war that he saw shaping up, just as she's talking about this. She says, Earl, there may not be tanks in the streets, but we're under attack, and we're going to do something about it. You know, things like freedom of the press, the rule of law, all those things need to be suspended. Because, folks, we may not have a civil war yet, but the Democrats have declared martial law on free speech, martial law on the Internet. And they talked about this openly back in November 2017. Clint Watts, the guy who's just describing, said civil wars don't start with gunshots. They start with words. America's war with itself has already begun. We must act now on the social media battlefield to quell information rebellions that can quickly lead to violent confrontations and easily transform us into the divided states of America. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats who are currently running, do you think that they don't want to divide America? Of course they do. Why else would they be talking about reparations? Punish the white man, as I've said before. Well, that brings up the question. Who's white? Who's black? Is Obama white or is Obama black? He's both. What happens to his kids? Do they get reparations? Do I have to pay reparations to him? His black father was never a slave. His white side of him did have slaves, I believe. Nevertheless, you know, what do we get extra bonus credits and an exemption if we had ancestors who didn't own slaves? If we had ancestors who fought against slavery? What about the Europeans who came over in the early 20th century after slavery ended? People who descended from them. I mean, there is absolutely no way for these demagogues in the Democrat Party to ever enforce reparations here in the United States. No practical way. It is merely a tactic to divide. That's what demagogues always do. They divide people, and they want to divide people along racial lines because they do want a hot civil war. They're not content with martial law on the Internet and censorship on social media, of your free speech, not just the free press, of your free speech. They're not content with martial law. They want a civil war, and they don't mean an allegorical civil war. They want a race war. That's why they're talking about reparations. He went on to say, Clint Watts, stopping the false information artillery barrage landing on social media users comes only when those outlets distributing bogus stories are silenced. Yeah, that's why they work so hard to silence InfoWars on the Internet. Silence the guns, and the barrage will end. Because like Hillary Clinton said, it's an information war, and they were losing it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
To demand votes for women, or bled on the Edmund Pettus Bridge to demand.
Yeah, would you risk arrest to stop the assault? So she said, you know, it's a time when fundamental rights, earlier she said, this is a time when fundamental rights, like freedom of the press, rule of law, are under assault. We have a full-fledged crisis in our democracy. What a contrast to come in from that expansive music used in cinema to characterize the free and open lands of this country, to come into that witch. And I mean that literally. To have the audacity. And I, you know, she's right. It is under attack from her and from her minions and her partners out there. Good example of this is somebody who did risk arrest, risk jail, and is now very close to being thrown in jail by these people who are attacking freedom of the press, the rule of law. Roger Stone yesterday, I was absolutely floored to see that Bob Mueller, all these articles coming out about Bob Mueller. Oh, look, Roger Stone put up on Instagram a page asking for a donation. There it is right there. In the style of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, he puts up Who Framed Roger Stone. And then the website where you can contribute to him, stonedefensefund.com. And so Bob Mueller, I guess he thought that Roger was talking about him when he put up the rhetorical question, who framed Roger Stone? Guilty as charged, aren't you, Mueller? You got a guilty conscience? So you call the judge and say, he violated the gag order. You know, you need to do something about this. And that is one of the most shameful things I've ever seen. You talk about people out there who are conspiracy theorists and eagerly soaking that stuff up, even after it has been debunked for 2 years. Quit talking about this stuff so much, but it really bothers me to see this kind of nonsense used against Roger Stone. This goes back to That and the re-release of Stone's book that he wrote 2 years ago, 2017. In that book, he writes, Mr. Mueller may frame me for some bogus charge in order to silence me or to induce me to testify against the president. Done. Done. That was 2017. And now this judge, oh, you can't re-release that book. The only thing that's changed on it is a foreword. And that was something that was already done in the printers before this stuff happened. And so now that and the Instagram post is trying to be used by Mueller to put Roger in jail. Yeah, who framed him? You know, don't you, Bob Mueller, Amy Berman, and that nonsense about that background behind her head and the logo there from Corruption Central. Yeah, that is Corruption Central. And the part of the logo that was repeated back there behind her head, somebody had photoshopped in, had a crosshair on it, or what looked like a crosshair to them. It was just a circle with a cross, and it was up at an angle, and it wasn't on her head even. And because of that, they said, look, you're doing death threats. I don't know. I mean, if you believe that that was a crosshair, is it a death threat to not have it on the target? But this idea that Roger Stone should be punished for a satire Instagram thing there, asking for donations. There's a picture. You can see, do you really think that that is a crosshair? Only in the outer reaches of Bob Mueller and these criminals with him who are trying to stretch everything to the nth degree. The fact that they would come after him for a book that was written back in 2017... that's the rule of law right there, folks. Right out the window. Your rights as well. Ex post facto, right? You'd be punished for something that happened in the past? Oh, I put a gag order on you, and now you know you got this 2017 book. Oh, well, you know, I'm not going to let you raise any money. I'm not going to let you comment on anything. I'm not going to let you even put up some fundraising Instagrams. Yeah, we have to be willing to risk our lives. Because these are non-negotiable things that we all possess. These are gifts from God, and we're not going to let Hillary Clinton steal these things. Or Bob Mueller. Quite frankly, I'm very disappointed in President Trump. He should have listened to Roger Stone's advice. He should have listened to what all of us here at InfoWars, Alex Jones, I were saying, as soon as President Trump got elected, we said, lock her up. You have an obligation to do that, not because she's your political enemy. Not to preserve your life, yourself, but to preserve the rule of law, you need to lock her up. She violated national security. They didn't have any problem locking up a sailor for a very, very minor violation of confidential, which is the lowest level. He took souvenir pictures of his bunk or something like that in a submarine. Oh, well, that was born confidential. It didn't go through a process where somebody stamped it confidential. They said it's born confidential. Well, her discussions that she made available to the entire world. The Chinese were getting a copy of every email that she sent and received from ClintonEmails.com. Do you think she could have been more obvious about it? Because she put up a neon sign to say, come and get your top secret information here, everybody. The stuff that she had there was born above top secret. Just like that submariner's picture was born confidential. He went to jail for something that was of no value. Something that didn't get out to anybody. And yet, we know at the very least, Hillary Clinton's information was responsible for the deaths of many people who were CIA agents in China. Why is the CIA so corrupt that it defends that for Hillary Clinton? These are questions that need to be answered. President Trump needs to do something about this. And if we go back and we look at the history of special prosecutors up until Watergate, virtually every single special prosecutor was somebody who was appointed by the president, not by the attorney general, but by the president. Why? Because the Department of Justice was so corrupt that it couldn't do an honest investigation. And that, my friends, is the situation that we have today. We have a corrupt Department of Justice, a corrupt FBI, a corrupt CIA, NSA, the whole lot of them are corrupt. And there needs to be a special prosecutor to investigate them. Investigate them back. You don't have to shut these people down. I know they'd use that as yet another excuse to try to impeach President Trump. Of course, they're going to do that anyway. Whether they have a reason or not, they will impeach President Trump. They'll impeach him for what, if they find any minor campaign violations by Cohen the Rat, they will impeach him for that. So you might as well give him a reason. No. It was not an impeachable offense to have a special prosecutor investigate crimes because the Department of Justice is corrupt. That is exactly what is happening now. President Trump needs to take some charge of some of these things. He needs to protect the border using the Defense Department, using the Defense Department money that has been allocated to defend this country. You don't have to call it a national emergency. Just do it. Nike, victory. Just do it. So, folks, if you want to support InfoWars, you want to keep this program going, take a look at the specials that we got at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds us. We've got 25% off. You can pre-book Survival Shield X2 Nace and Iodine. We're bringing that back by popular demand. You can save 25% if you pre-book that. After running out of the incredible DNA Force Plus formula, we finally got it back in stock. It's a fan favorite. You can now get it for 33% off. And if you want to take charge of your energy and amp up your workout, we've got Alpha Power and Bodies at 50% off. Again, Alpha Power will help to give you energy. Bodies will help to fight any inflammation, any kind of joint pain. And, of course, that's inflammation not just in your joints. And it's a natural fighter, that it's turmeric and other natural substances. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what helps us to fight these people, to risk arrest, to support freedom of the press, to call for the rule of law, to point out when crooks like Hillary Clinton and Bob Mueller are stealing it. You know, it's important, if you're not going to be a slave, to know how they are enslaving you. Now, the only good thing is that Hillary Clinton is not president. When she wrote What Happened, she listed InfoWars in three times. And we can be very proud of that. You can be very proud of that for supporting us. We really do appreciate that. And she just made the announcement, let's play video clip number 11 as we go out to break, that she is not running. Let's play that and enjoy that.
I'm not running, but I'm going to keep working and speaking and standing up for what I believe.
Yeah, she's not running. And I hope we can believe her this time. Because so much of everything that she says is not believable, and she changes it. But she's not going to quit. She's going to be out there. As I said, you know, she's still got the Clinton Foundation because that criminal organization has not been shut down. It ought to be shut down. They violated every kind of law from election.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, The David Knight Show.
You know, we just heard Hillary Clinton saying that she's not going to run again. And I said, well, I don't know if we can believe that. I hope we can believe that, but I'm not sure. Not sure about that. She will remain involved, and I'm sure that she will, one of her key purposes there is to try to make sure that neither Bernie nor President Trump get reelected, because they got in her way. It was her time. And they stopped her from being president. She's going to stop them from being president again. Right. President Trump or Bernie Sanders from ever being a president. Well, Bernie's got some other problems besides Hillary Clinton. We'll talk about that coming up. The worshiping of socialism and how the millennials who don't even know what that is may wind up getting it good and hard. Could almost celebrate that, but I don't wish that on myself. I don't wish that on my children. But as I was saying, Hillary Clinton, you really can't believe her. Here's an example. She's saying, I lost Wisconsin after voters were turned away at the polls because of the color of their skin. This is another one of the things she said in Selma, Alabama. I mean, this lady was off the rails. She had an AOC day, occasional cortex day. And you talk about how fake this woman is, how the lies that she tells. And, of course, there's the big push that she and others are doing against the Electoral College. I just reported last week, Colorado has joined 12 other states. And Wisconsin is a good example of how this can go wrong. As these various states under Democrat control are saying, we are going to allocate our electors from the state. We're going to allocate them strictly by popular vote, I guess. But how is that really any different, right? I mean, it's going to be a little bit different. Maybe it'll be a winner-take-all or something, but we have states that are winner-take-all. They are doing everything they can, however, to subvert the Electoral College. And here's why this is important. Take a look at Wisconsin. And even though she's out there saying, here's another quote from Selma. I was the first person who ran for president without the protection of the Voting Rights Act, and I'll tell you, it made a really big difference. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Playing, whining about losing, saying that you lost because the Voting Rights Act didn't protect you and so forth. What a bunch of nonsense. What a bunch of nonsense. Is there, she says, studies show that between 40,000 and 80,000 people were turned away from the polls because of the color of their skin. Nonsense. She's trying to make it the balance of power there in Wisconsin. She said, because of the color of their skin, because of their age, because of whatever excuse could be made up. She is the one that is making up excuses. As there is no proof for anybody being turned away from the polls because of the color of their skin, especially in Wisconsin. She jumps in there and says, because of their age. Have you ever heard of anybody being turned away because of their age? I mean, you have to be 18 to vote. Maybe they had some dreamers that were there that weren't old enough to register, that weren't properly registered. Nobody gets turned away. This whole thing about the voting rights stuff. I mean, she wants to make this about race, and then she throws in age. It just shows you how desperate she is and shows you that she's just making this stuff up, whole cloth, right off the top of her head. Now, the bottom line is that she didn't even personally campaign in Wisconsin. She thinks that it was her turn. She should have been coronated. And that's the problem. You know, she basically didn't have to campaign to win the nomination. She already had that sewn up with the superdelegates before the election even started. But she wasn't content to do that. She got into doing a lot of dirty, underhanded stuff at the DNC. That's why a whistleblower put the information out, according to Julian Assange and other people. Said, no, we didn't hack into it. We've had William Binney prove that it wasn't hacked into. He said, look at the time stamps, how long it transferred, how much data was transferred. That couldn't have been hacked, especially from a foreign country. But she doesn't even campaign, but she thinks she deserved Wisconsin.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com. So hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound, get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's become a central issue for the Democrats to get rid of the Electoral College. Hillary Clinton decided that that was one of the main reasons that she lost, even though it was her time. She says she won the popular vote. I don't believe she did. You know, quite frankly, if you get rid of the Electoral College, you will find that a few big corrupt cities that are typically in the hands of the Democrats will decide the election. You'll have the election ballot stuff. She lost Wisconsin by 80,000 votes. She didn't even campaign there. You know, maybe, Hillary, if you'd campaigned in Wisconsin, you might have made up that difference of 80,000 votes. But you were not interested in campaigning there. You're interested in going to the big cities. And she and no other candidate will go to Wisconsin or other smaller states if they get rid of the Electoral College. Why would they need to? As a matter of fact, why would they even bother to campaign? They could just go to the political bosses in Chicago and New York and L.A. and have them stuff the ballots. And it's going to be very easy to do that once they go to electronic ballots. Just stuff the ballots in those particular places. I've mentioned many times how by going from a geographical representation in the county that I lived in North Carolina to a voting for people at large, they had a small liberal enclave of people who had newly arrived in that county, spilling over from the university town close by. And they basically disenfranchised the farmers who lived in the rural areas of that county and started making all kinds of environmental dictates on them, telling them that they couldn't sell their property. Can't sell that. Can't put any neighborhoods in there. We moved in, but you're not going to be able to sell your farm and have any more neighbors move in. We're going to stop it right here. You know, I'm the last one coming in, and we're going to, you know, shut the door, say the liberals. And you're going to have to stay on that farm, even though you can't make any money off of it. You're going to have to stay on that farm. You're not going to be allowed to do what you want, even though your family has lived here for generations, you paid taxes for generations. We'll set the tax rates now, and we'll tell you what you can and cannot do with your property. That's what it looks like when you get rid of geographical representation and you simply go with a massive popular vote. We will have New York, Chicago, and L.A. picking the president every single time. And it won't even be the voters of New York, Chicago, and L.A. It'll be the people like Rahm Emanuel who stuff the ballots in those big cities. But that's not all that they have up their sleeve. Nancy Pelosi has H.R. 1. It is, I guess, H.R. 1 is her top priority, her number one priority. She has released a sweeping anti-corruption package, she calls, for the People Act. I mean, who could oppose that, right? It's kind of like the Patriot Act. You can't be patriotic and oppose the Patriot Act. Well, you certainly couldn't oppose Nancy Pelosi's For the People Act. It brings the California model of politics to the rest of the United States in order to rig elections. Mitch McConnell calls it the Democrat Politician Protection Plan. Here's what Nancy Pelosi wants. just listen to the checklist of the Democrats. Besides the Electoral College, that's not even in here. They got a lot of stuff, but the Electoral College is not in here yet. A lot of them are pushing on that, though. Campaign finance. Well, they want to create a small donor matching fund system for congressional and presidential candidates. They want to expand prohibition for foreign political donations. They want to require super PACs and dark money political groups to make their donors public. And they want to restructure the FEC, the Federal Election Committee. Well, you know, when I look at this, pretty much every one of those was violated by AOC and her chief of staff, SC. You want to make your donors public. You want to get rid of dark money. You want to rein in and make transparent what's going on with these PACs. And, well, you know, if you look at the AOC campaign, they violated all of that. And as I said, while he is out there, her chief of staff is out there still tweeting about abolishing ICE, he better start tweeting about abolishing the Federal Election Commission. Before they start investigating him. Yeah, I want to restructure it. That's a code word for getting rid of it. Ethics, they said. Oh, along the lines of ethics. They want to mandate that presidents and vice presidents release 10 years of their tax returns. Uh-huh, yeah. This is the attack on President Trump. Create an ethics code for the Supreme Court. That's an attack on Kavanaugh. And bar members of Congress from serving on corporate boards. That's right. You can only be a community organizer. Only a communist organizer, maybe, I guess, you know, be fine and be honorable if you are a union leader, but don't be on a corporate board. The problem is that Elizabeth Warren wants to dictate that 40% of the corporate boards are going to be union leaders. They're not going to be happy with that, right? Because then they'll be banned. Voting rights. Allow citizens to register to vote online and be registered automatically. Registered automatically. Oh, that's convenient. That'll save them a couple of steps in stuffing the ballots, especially electronically. I mean, you know, you put this online, now we've got an enterprise-wide solution for corruption. Because now we can do it by algorithm. That's great. That's even better than, you know, they used to have to steal the vote, the big mechanical voting machines and carry them around in the trunk of the big old cars. Now the trunks are so small, you can't get those big voting machines in there, right? back in the day when we had voting machines and we had paper ballots, and it was a little bit awkward for the thieves. Now they can do it under the darkness of the internet. Require paper ballots in federal elections. Well, that's the only thing I've seen here that I would agree with. So I have to watch them about stealing the voting machines. We found a lot of stashed ballots and boxes and voting machines and all these different elections. And make election day a federal holiday. Prohibit voter roll purging. That's right. You can never get rid of these people. Once you're on the voting roll, you have eternal life as far as they're concerned. You're like a Supreme Court justice. Even if you're dead, you don't leave the voting rolls. That's what we've seen in North Carolina. And end partisan gerrymandering. Since they've lost the elections, now they want to get rid of gerrymandering. You know, going back to North Carolina, gerrymandering is something that goes back to the beginning of the Republic. Gerrymandering was a term that was created. It looked like a salamander. Look, it's got all these arms and legs and tails and all this kind of, that's crazy that this district that you've drawn up. It's not just a contiguous, you know, polygon or something. No. It's got all these tentacles going out there. Now they're able to very sophisticatedly go in with a computer and pick the voters. And I've seen congressional districts back in North Carolina where they would skip from this house, skip over to the other side of the road and get that house, and then skip down there and get that house, because they wanted to get all these people from one political party into a district. So just kind of boom and then boom and jump over it like a tornado going through a neighborhood, right? And they used that. I'll just mention it real quickly. Obama, 2008, won North Carolina. And then 2 years later, they had voters' remorse. And Republicans swept every single thing in North Carolina. They swept the state house, the state senate, all the statewide elections, except for the congressional races. Those were baked in because of the way that the districts had been assigned by the Democrats. So there wasn't a single seat that changed, even though everything else in the state changed because of gerrymandering. And then that was 2010. The Republicans in control of the House for the first time since Reconstruction, set up the congressional districts, the next election, there was a change, and it reflected the fact that the voters had changed their minds. And that's when the Democrats got really serious about stopping gerrymandering, especially in North Carolina. So going on with the proposals by Nancy Pelosi, matching fund system, as I point out, as this is American Thinker that said, by itself is totally disgusting. And I can tell you from having worked in independent and third-party candidates that if you have a matching fund system, the only people who will get the funds are the ones who match the Republican and Democrat Party, just like they're the only people who are allowed to participate in debates. And they used private corporations. Typically, it was the statewide journalist association or press association that would censor the people who had gone to an extra step to get on the ballot as a third party or an independent. Yeah, matching funds, that's nothing but corruption. We'll be right back.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens don't want you to have the bad halogens. At InfoWarsStore.com, that's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Oh, it's very clear to me. It's socialism. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Alex Newman of The New American. And he's going to tell you where this insanity is coming from. The breeding ground, the seminary, if you will, of socialism are the government schools. They were designed that way. Always designed to do that by the socialist utopians. Going back to the 19th century. And it is coming at us with a vengeance right now. He's got some solutions. We're not just going to complain about the status quo. We've got some solutions for it. And folks, the solution is not coming from Betsy DeVos and the Department of Education. The Department of Education is the mechanism for which we have this centralized planning of curriculum and the way that they're engineering our children and the future. And if Betsy DeVos really wanted to change things, she wouldn't be going towards a more fascist model of education, bringing in the corruption of corporations. But she would be going towards getting rid of her own department. That's really what she ought to do. If she wants to fix education, if she wants to make America a freer country, get rid of the Department of Education. I only know of one person who, when they were appointed head of a department, shut it down. That was Howard Phillips, who was appointed head of a department by Ronald Reagan, and he shut it down. Everybody else is like, oh, okay, well, I'm like Boromir. I've got this ring of power, and I'm going to use it for good. No, it never works that way, does it? Let's take a look at, this is coming from New York Magazine. This was on the cover of, Drudge. No, the cover was on Drudge yesterday. Show the picture of this. I've got it on my desk. You've got a silhouette there of a woman who is pumping her fist into the air. Now, show the cover of The Best of New York. And she's pumping her fist in the air, and it's a silhouette, and it's completely painted red. And the cover says, when did everyone become socialist? Well, not all of us have. And a lot of us, like the New York Magazine, understand that socialism is red. It is red. Yeah, they've always used this as their symbol. The Soviets did. The Stalinists did. The commies here, the dirty, filthy commies here in Austin. You see, there it is. There's a picture. They use red. And I almost has that pose there, almost like a hammer and sickle thing, right? But we let them label us as red. See, this is the amazing thing to me about it. They still use all that symbolism, self-consciously refer to themselves as red. And yet they label us conservatives. And I say that, I said yesterday, I don't call myself a conservative, but you understand what I'm saying. People want limited government. People who are focused on liberty. They paint us with the colors of communism. Of authoritarianism. These people are authoritarian. They are paleo-authoritarians. These are very old ideas. There's nothing new about the Green New Deal. It's a bad deal, and it's very old. And it is the idea behind it is to let these people have centralized control and centralized planning. And it is a disaster, both in liberty and in results. But they refer to themselves as red, and then we let them do that, and then we start referring to ourselves as red this and red that. That's how much power they have. They can control the narrative to that extent. They can put a pejorative label on us, and we embrace it. Now, I'd rather be dead than red. But you see this magazine, and the article is titled, Pinkos Have More Fun. Why are they called pinkos? Well, you know, they're red, right? It's Friday after Valentine's Day. The radical publishing house Verso Books is throwing its annual red party. The socialists are red. They're talking about pinkos. They're talking about their red party. It is a red party. The Democrats are a red party. An anti-romance themed banger. And like all the best lefty parties, it takes place at a very elite restaurant here. You know, they got a beautiful view, a splendid view, they said, of the East River, according to New York Magazine. And the beers cost $3. You know, these people who hate capitalism are the ones who benefited from it the most, or their parents have. They said, so on tonight's roster, we've got people like podcaster and performer Katie Halper, fourth-generation socialist from the Upper West Side who used to attend a summer camp once affiliated with a communist organization called International Workers' Order. Nearby, you have Sarah Leonard, who at 30 is a veteran of the lefty journalism orbit, tells me she's launching a Marxist feminist glossy called Lux, named for Rosa Luxemburg. Now, Rosa Luxemburg was a Polish Marxist from the early 20th century. That's why I say they are paleo-authoritarians. There's nothing new about their ideas, except to people who know nothing about history and do not understand the suffering. The guests of honor here tonight are the creators of Red Yenta, a new do-it-yourself dating. Everything is Red This, Red That, Communist This, Labor That. They're proud of it. Workers This, I mean... Ariel Cohen, 30, former co-chair of the Pittsburgh chapter of Democrats Socialists of America, says now that Amazon has been banished from New York, she shouts out, you're the ones who gets free reign to build something ungodly in Queens. What will you build? And then some answers ring out. Guillotine. Public housing. It's like, how are those connected to the Democrat Party and the socialists? Well, you know, the reality of socialism and these paleo-authoritarians is that you will get the guillotine. They will promise you the public housing. What you will get is the guillotine. You may wish, after you got into the public housing, that you had a guillotine so that you could end it. And then they say this, until very recently, it wasn't that socialism was toxic in a Red Scare way. It was just irrelevant. In the dustbin of history way. But then came Bernie. And so the question is, you know, do these kids even know what socialism is? This article from over the weekend, Zero Hedge, said New Jersey High School is banning limos, party buses, and luxury cars from the prom in order to promote equity. The idea came from the high school superintendent in New Jersey, at New Jersey High School. Where else, of course? Well, it could be New York, could be California. The policy is to ban limousines, party buses, luxury vehicles. Why? Because of social inequality. Yeah. Here's what socialism looks like, boys and girls. It means that they don't like you having a slightly better car than somebody else. That's socialism. The founders of this country called it leveling. And that's what they're going to do to the people going to this high school. You're going to all be leveled down, right? Now, God calls it envy. The founders called it leveling. Today, we say it's socialism. The high school superintendent said he's doing it in the name of equity. He doesn't want students who can't afford a snazzy ride, in his term, to feel as if they're left out. The only way to now arrive at the school's prom is to take a chaperoned bus at the cost of $15 per person. Well, you could always use the Alexandria in Wonderland occasional cortex solution. You could always lavish cash on Uber and Lyft rides, I guess, you know. $30,000 she spent as part of her campaign because she didn't want to walk 1 minute to the subway. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got some solutions to this socialist education system.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war.
So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com. I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2, Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Alex Newman. He is a writer for TheNewAmerican.com. And I've seen Alex many times at international events that I go to cover. He is a journalist, a writer, and he has also been teaching advanced economics to high school seniors through the Freedom Project Education. It's an accredited K-12 school offering. It offers a classical education that's based on Judeo-Christian values. And we're going to talk about the solution to a Soviet America. Because if you don't understand where that is the goal, you need to wake up and understand what they are doing to your children. I think it was it Frederick Douglass who said, or maybe it was Harriet Tubman who said, we could have freed so many more people if they knew that they were slaves. You got to first know that you're a slave. You got to first know what they're doing to you and to your children. You got to know what their plans are before you can actually thwart that. And so joining us now is Alex Newman. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
Thank you so much for having me, David. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. You have got an article here, Rescuing Our Children. And I think this is one of the most important topics that we have right now, education, because our entire society is being deconstructed by people who have an agenda of socialism. That's one of the reasons why it's so popular with young people. It's because they've been gaslighted by this educational system. We had a lot of people who are conservatives and thought, we're going to create a government school. We're not going to trust. This is too important to trust to the communities. It's too important to trust to parents. It's too important to trust to churches. So we're going to let the government do it. Conservatives gave us this system. And conservatives are not shutting it down. And now the people who are running this asylum are now statists, they're socialists, and we've got to do something different, don't we?
We sure do, David. And actually, we did a whole special report on this. The entire February 4th issue of the New American Magazine is dedicated to exactly this question. And what we argue is that if we don't address this, David, we are going to lose on every single issue. We're going to lose our gun rights. We're going to lose more babies to abortion. We're going to lose our sovereignty. We're going to lose our independence and our freedoms and our constitution. Because right now they have 87% of our children in their so-called classrooms 5 days a week for, you know, minimum 12 to 13 years. And what chance does a parent have against that? They have 100 years of psychological and scientific research on how to indoctrinate a child, how to change the values and the beliefs of a child. And again, this is the single most important issue that we see right now, because we are going to eventually, you know, give it a generation or two. But you already see this now. The polls show most young Americans now prefer socialism over free markets. Young Americans are leaving their churches in huge numbers. I mean, just a catastrophic implosion of the church. Americans now have no understanding of their history or their constitution. So give it a generation or two. We are going to lose every single battle that matters to us if we don't address this head on. And so that's why we dedicated the whole February 4th issue to this. We're hoping to get out 1 million copies and rescue millions of children from this indoctrination that will lead us all into political and economic serfdom.
Yeah, and it's very important because, you know, we've seen them come against, in the name of stopping the establishment of religion, they have established the religion of secular humanism. And they are absolutely intolerant of any other religion, Christianity, anything else, with secular humanism. And as part of that, besides, you know, the atheism and the amorality that's there, immorality, you know, they went to amorality, then they went to immorality. They're teaching kindergartners to make decisions about their gender way before they've had, you know, even approached puberty, before they've had any hormones come in. They're now taking parents away from their children. In some locations, Canada, other places are doing this and saying, we're counseling these kids. We think that they want to be a different sex than they are biologically, so we're going to give them hormones. They're not going to have kids. They started out by alienating men and women to make sure they didn't want to have any relationships, but they're not going to take any chances with that. They're going to sterilize these kids, and they're going to gaslight them. And I think, you know, we're going down the path in these brave new schools where if they can say that the kids can consent to, that they know enough that they can determine which gender they are, they know enough that they can consent to sex. I mean, I really think that we're going to a kind of Michael Jackson Neverland. I think he's going to have a renaissance in spite of all the stuff that's going out there. I think they will celebrate him as the patron saint of this educational system that they're imposing. But it really is all about values. You can't separate values from education. You can't have a value-free education.
That's exactly right. You know, you hit on a huge point there. The religious humanists, and to their credit, they used to acknowledge that they were religious. You know, John Dewey, the architect of America's public school system today, he was one of the drafters and signers of the first Humanist Manifesto. And he acknowledged that he was religious. The first plank of the Humanist Manifesto that he helped write and that he signed said, we religious humanists believe that the universe is eternally self-existing and not created. Whereas if you open up your Bible, you know, the Bible has something very different to say. It says in the beginning, God created, right there at the start. So right at the beginning, Dewey tells you that his worldview, he was a socialist. He went to Vladimir Lenin in the Soviet Union and thought, hey, this is awesome. We should try it in America. Right at the beginning, he tells you that his ideology, his religious belief system is not compatible with the one that existed at the time in America. And so he set up this government school system. He got a lot of money from the Rockefellers, millions and millions of dollars back when that was serious money, and set it on the course that it's on today. Now we have the Common Core to nationalize the education system and the World Core curriculum coming down through the UNESCO. They have global sex education standards where they want to teach 5-year-olds things that are just unspeakable that I couldn't say on this broadcast. And, you know, we highlight some examples in our article. We have one on the sexualization and the gender confusion in schools. They took a kid and gave him a sex change against his parents' expressly stated wishes. And, you know, now there's a lawsuit about it, but the kid's genitals are not coming back. So this is an abomination. This is an atrocity on an industrial scale. And, we're going to lose our freedom if we don't address it.
And this is something going back, as you point out, it was John Dewey, that people remember the Dewey Decimal System, libraries, when we used to have libraries organized by him and so forth. But he also organized this modern government schooling system. But as you've also pointed out, Horace Mann, back in the 1840s, you had, in the 19th century, you had a lot of these people who were socialist utopians, communists, and they would set up these societies like they did in New York and elsewhere in rural communities. They failed, and then they blamed it not on the failure of their system of communism and socialism, but on the fact that the parents weren't educated from the very beginning that way. So they said, we got to get the kids at an early age, and we got to raise them to be communists and socialists. And, of course, Plato knew that. Plato said, you know, we're going to make sure that the kids, we're going to have a society where they don't know who their parents are. So we're going to create a promiscuous society, and we're going to make sure that the only people that they look to as their parents are the state. And so, as you point out, we've got a choice here. We're either going to have the kids raised by the parents or by government. We've all heard Hillary Clinton. You reference it in your thing, you know, the backup, it takes a village to raise the kids and so forth, and she's going to run the village. And then Melissa Harris-Perry with a PSA from MSNBC. These kids don't belong to you. They belong to us. They really do believe that, don't they?
They sure do. And, you know, they essentially do at this point. You have the kids now 5 days a week in a government classroom, six, 7 hours, 12, 13 years. And parents say, well, you know, I'm going to take them to Sunday school, and, you know, we'll talk about this at dinner time. So, you know, my kids are going to be okay. A handful may, but the great majority, and their own data show this, the great majority are going to come out indoctrinated. Many of them, maybe more than half of them, are going to come out unable to read properly. And, you know, in California, the government's own numbers show more than 50% of the kids are not even proficient in reading. In Washington, D.C., you have two-thirds of the adult population is functionally illiterate, according to the government's own data. So they can't read the Constitution. They can't read the Bible. They can't read the news. You know, all they can do is watch the CNN and listen to their government school teacher tell them what to think. And, you know, it's a travesty of immense proportions. And it's going to get worse. You know, as we show, the U.N. is now fully globalizing the education system. You had our own education officials totally on board with this. We are in some very, very serious trouble if we don't address this.
And the big problem that you point out in your article here, our rescuing our children, you point out how in 1932, of course, it's always been a key plank in the Soviet and Communist parties that you would have government education that would be compulsory, would be funded by taxes. And you quote the American Communist Party leader, William Z. Foster, writing a book towards Soviet America. He said, among the elementary measures the American Soviet government will adopt to further the Cultural Revolution are to have things like a National Department of Education. Betsy DeVos is just out there talking about charter schools. Well, as I said before, if Betsy DeVos was doing her job under the Constitution, if she's interested in liberty, she would shut it down. So we're going to talk about what the solution is. It's not charter schools.
Amen.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Alex Newman of thenewamerican.com about his in-depth article about how to rescue our children. Do you understand that your children are in danger? It's not just this country that faces an existential threat. It's our families. One by one, they're picking us off. You know, we're talking about how there is no such thing as a values-free education. Somebody's values are going to be taught. Question is, whose values are going to be taught? Do you know who these people are who run this village that is educating your children? As we're going to break, Alex, we're talking about Betsy DeVos and her idea of pushing out charter schools. And, of course, charter schools is just another way to take this socialist communist system and make it a little bit more fascist, you know, partnering with big corporations to make money. I've interviewed many times Mark Hall, who's done an excellent documentary about charter schools. And the worst case I've seen of all this is the Fethullah Gulen Network here in this country that's getting about $750 million a year to run these charter schools. A lot of corruption always comes with crony capitalism. And frankly, I don't want my money flowing to a federal Department of Education and then being doled out to me like a child on allowance. I mean, we need to take more direct control of our families, of our children's lives. And what do you think about the Department of Education?
I think very clearly it needs to be abolished. I mean, it never should have been established in the first place. But I think there's also this idea that if we just shut down the Department of Education, all these problems will go away. Unfortunately, they won't. You know, this goes back, as you said earlier, to Horace Mann, you know, these socialist, humanist utopians, then John Dewey, communist, socialist, progressive humanists who wanted to basically turn America into a communist society. And they said so pretty openly, using education as a weapon. And, you know, gradually they use the federal government to bring about these objectives. But even if we got rid of it tomorrow, and I totally support getting rid of it, there's legislation in Congress right now to do that. It's H.R. 899. I interviewed Congressman Thomas Massey about this bill, which he sponsored. It's a great bill. It just shuts down the Department of Education. But ultimately, the system, it can now kind of go on autopilot, right? You now have this stuff so thoroughly embedded in every element of the education system that you don't even need the Department of Education anymore. And these charter schools, you know, I feel bad because so many good people, David, who agree with us and who are well-meaning, who want to do the right thing, have bought into this notion that if we just have charter schools, everything's going to be fine. Nothing could be further from the truth. These are government schools, first of all. They're tax-funded schools, even though the local community has no control over them, and they obey all the federal and state regulations. So they use Common Core, and they have to subscribe with all these crazy mandates. So the real
and
solution,
that's the key thing
argue,
is the curriculum. As you pointed out, you know they have already put in place the damage. Although probably it can get a lot worse with the Department of Education. It's something that was created by Jimmy Carter. Ronald Reagan campaigned to stop it. It wasn't even 4 years old when he became president. But instead of stopping it, as Charlotte Iserby and Phyllis Schlafly pointed out, they grew it. You know, they grew this thing into adulthood under the Reagan administration when he campaigned to shut it down. And it's about the deliberate dumbing down of America. When I homeschool my kids, we would take trips down to the bookstore and we would take a look. There was a series, What Your Second Grader Should Know, What Your Third Grader Should Know, and so forth. I would look at that, that curriculum, and I'd say, there's no way I'm teaching that. I wanted to know where they were with math and reading and stuff like that, make sure that they weren't falling behind. But there's a lot of things that I wasn't going to teach. Some things I would teach so that I could oppose them. And that's exactly what these people who have your kids most of the day are doing. They know what they don't like, and they are teaching that and then opposing it. Just like I did, I knew what they're going to be exposed to and the culture. These teachers know what you are trying to teach your kid, and they are opposing it actively during the day.
That's right. They're very strategically undermining everything the parents and churches and patriots are trying to instill in the upcoming generations. And they're very good at it now. I mean, they're extremely good at it. And we're several generations now into this indoctrination and dumbing down. So, you know, the real solution, we argue, is to get your children out of this system. You know, David, you mentioned you homeschooled your kids. I do the same thing. I think that is probably the best option for those who can. If you can't, you need to go make sure you find a really good independent private school, a Christian school, you know, a Jewish school if you're Jewish. So we actually wrap up our special report here. The whole February 4th issue is dedicated to this with our last word, the call to action, where we say every parent needs to get their children out. Every grandparent needs to help their children get their grandchildren out. Every pastor needs to be warning their congregations about what is happening in these government schools, the sexualization of the kids, the dumbing down, the indoctrination, the preparing for global citizenship and serfdom. So we use the metaphor of Dunkirk, you know, back in World War II when the British Army was surrounded by Nazis on the beaches at Dunkirk. The entire society got involved with rescuing them. So every person with a pleasure boat, a sailboat, a fishing boat got in that boat and went to go rescue those boys from annihilation. We need to be doing the same thing as Americans. We need every person out there to get involved in this struggle. So we want to distribute 1 million copies of this. We want to get it to every radio host, every parent, every pastor in America so that millions and millions of kids can be withdrawn from this system and we can have a real hope of restoring freedom, of restoring our Christian-style civilization where we have God-given rights and the government exists to protect those rights.
I like that analogy of Dunkirk because, you know, there are a lot of people out there. The parents may be struggling economically. You might have single parent families. They could use the help from somebody. I mean, their backs are literally to the wall. They need a Dunkirk moment like this. Everybody needs to get a copy of that New American Magazine. You know, I just saw on the homeschool network that we're part of, because we still have my daughter that we're homeschooling. There's a single mom who was attacked just on the basis of being a single mom who was homeschooling her kids, attacked by CPS, had the kids taken away from her. But, you know, Carl Hess, who was the speechwriter for Barry Goldwater. He was the one who wrote that famous line, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice and moderation in pursuit of justice is no virtue. He was homeschooled by a single mother back in the 1930s. She had to flee from jurisdiction to jurisdiction to escape the truancy laws. They're trying to force him into government schools at that time. So that turned him into a hardcore libertarian. And, you know, that kind of persecution and suffering can make us stronger if it doesn't destroy us. Tell us a little bit about your Freedom Project Academy.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the opportunity, David. So, yeah, for parents who maybe don't feel up to the task of home educating, they want somebody to partner with. I work very closely, and one of the of our partners in this special report, Dr. Duke Pesta, he's a university professor and the academic director of the Freedom Project Academy. It's an online K through 12 school with a kind of a Judeo-Christian worldview. I mean, you know, a Presbyterian or a Catholic could all send their kids to the school. It's not denominational in that sense. But you'll get a classical education. You'll get, the kind of education that our founding fathers got. You'll learn Latin. You'll learn logic and rhetoric and philosophy and economics and real history. And you'll learn how to read properly using phonics, which, of course, Phyllis Schlafly and Dr. Sam Blumenfeld, all the way back to Rudolf Flesch, have been exposing the quackery that is now mandated under Common Core for the teaching of reading. So you'll get a real education. We do it for a fraction of the cost of the government schools, maybe 10% of what a government school charges in taxes to educate a kid. Your child can get a fantastic education through the Freedom Project Academy. We have a whole article in this magazine about it. It's one of many options that are out there. But for parents who want a good education and don't want to homeschool, that is certainly one available opportunity for them.
Well, you know, you talked about Latin, Greek, other things like that. A lot of people might look at that. Well, I don't care if my kid knows Latin or what. If they don't know Latin and Greek, they're not going to recognize most English words because usually they're built up from those very words. So that's a very important thing. People don't realize how important those are fundamentally, just like phonics and other things are. And I just, again, want to say to people who are struggling or who are single and also the people who might be able to help. Maybe you've got a child who is already, you know, your kids are grown up, you're older. Maybe you can help some people in your area who want to raise their kids and are struggling to do this. We cannot go to the government asking for a handout, and we cannot say, well, I would take responsibility for my kids, but I just can't afford it. Make that your first priority. I mean, if you don't make your kids your first priority, one of the curses that was pronounced over people by God in Deuteronomy was alienation. And that's what we've got.
I couldn't agree with you more, David. And I say this to people all the time. They're, well, you know, we need two incomes to be able to live. And, you know, we have to take our vacation and we have to drive our 2017 Cadillac. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Your fancy car, your vacation is a higher priority to you than the mind, the body, and the soul of your child. You need to reexamine your priorities. And even if you just, from a selfish perspective, you know, you allow your kids to be brainwashed by the government school, there's a good chance those kids will turn against you, will hate you stand for, and will work to destroy your country and your freedom.
That's right. And to, you know, come after you. I mean, look at the sad situations of families where their kids are totally alienated from them, alienated affectionately, they hate everything that their parents stand for. And it's because they are attached to an institution, not to the family. They are attached to their teachers, not to their parents. They are attached to their classmates, not to their brothers and sisters. It has pulled apart our families and destroyed them.
Well, that's exactly right.
Everybody should get this special edition from the New American. That's all I can say.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off. only at the InfoWars Store.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound, get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're still talking to Alex Newman. I want to keep him a little bit longer because there's another section to this entire magazine from The New American. And you can get that. We'll have him tell you again how you can get that. There's a lot of different articles. It's not just rescuing our children, but this particular one, government schools are sexualizing, perverting, and confusing our children. Absolutely are. You know, Alex, this weekend, actually Sunday, and then they concluded last night, the documentary Leaving Neverland. And the idea that Michael Jackson, was infatuated with the idea that you never grow up. And also the sexual abuse, the sexualizing and the sexual abuse of these children. And then the parents. You know, you look at that documentary, most of the people say, where were the parents in all of this? And I look at what's going on in the schools today, and I see another Neverland that's been created. I see parents being bribed with free time, with careers that they can pursue instead of raising their kids and so forth. Parents who are not engaged in what their kids are doing any more than these parents who took their kids and dumped them in Michael Jackson's lap, understood what was going on. It's unbelievable what is happening in the schools today. And it is a parable for our time, what happened with Michael Jackson and Neverland and putting your kids in the schools where they never grow up. Take a look at the state of these social justice snowflakes when they come out. I mean, they're like somebody that spent their lifetime in Michael Jackson's Wonderland.
It really is. It's so terrifying when you see what's going on in these schools in terms of the sexualizing and the confusion of the children. It is now systemic, right? People say, well, I'm in rural Oklahoma, so they're not teaching my children about LGBT stuff and that they can mutilate their genitals and become another sex or another gender. Yes, they are, right? This is now a nationwide thing. They're very strategic about it. We mentioned earlier, they actually took one child and provided a sex change to that child against the parents' wishes. Now there's a lawsuit, but of course it's too late. They're raising up these children to think that gender is a spectrum. You might have been born in the wrong body. Homosexual experimentation is good. They're teaching five-year-olds some of this stuff. We talk about a new UNESCO global sex education standards as part of their comprehensive sexual education policy. They want this in every school all over the world, and they start sexualizing the children at 5 years old. They're supposed to talk about sexual pleasure. They're supposed to talk about homosexuality, homosexual parenting, and it gets worse from there. You know, and again, these are little tiny kids. These are kids who should be playing with dolls and race cars, not thinking about sexual pleasure, and yet it's almost like a demonic grooming. They have men dressed in women's costumes, sometimes with demon horns. We have a picture of one of these drag queen story hours that they did in one of the schools. You have a guy that walked in a dress wearing demon horns. I'm looking if I can find it here. Here it is right here. And you can see this is what's happening now. This is in government schools all over the country to read LGBT stories to children.
You know what that reminds me of, that picture? It reminds me of that statue that's taken around by the Church of Satan. Every time somebody puts up the Ten Commandments, they trot that around. And it is Baphomet with a couple of kids at his feet. I mean, that basically looks like that picture that you just showed there. Because it harkens back to childhood's end, a science fiction story that was put out there by Arthur C. Clarke. Positing the idea that the kids would be turned over to these satanic figures and everything that present themselves as aliens. This is the reality that we live in. As strange and as off the charts as this will seem to anybody who is an adult, I know you have a difficult time believing this. And that's the way evil succeeds. Do you think that the parents who took their kids to see Michael Jackson, they wanted to believe the best about him? And they thought, oh, this is great. No, I can't believe that Michael Jackson would do anything like that. And so they turned their kids over. And that's what people are making the same mistake here in these schools.
Yeah. And David, one of the articles we have in this special report is on the globalization of indoctrination. And I think that's the music for the break. So maybe we can
hang on. Can you hang on for one more segment? Because I want to get this information out to people. This is very important for people to hear this. We'll be right back with Alex Newman, The New American. We're talking about a special edition of The New American magazine that is completely dedicated to saving your kids. Are you interested in saving your kids? I mean, we talk about the country. The country is made up of a lot of families. We're not going to have a country if we don't have families.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens and what you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Alex Newman. I asked him to stay over another segment because there is so much of importance to talk about here. We talk about the system, the federal system, the UN system. He's talking about UNESCO and the curriculum that they are have essentially spread throughout the land. We can see it operating now. And we can see the types of things that they are doing in schools, as I point out, not really that much different in a lot of respects than what we saw with Michael Jackson. In the respect that people will bring their kids and drop them off at a school without really knowing what's going on, when the school, over one in four kids in California, aged between 12 and 17, now identify as gender nonconforming. Where did that come from? That came from the schools. That was where that was put in. In New York, schools are caught giving children handouts on sex change surgery, handouts on polyamory, which is relationships that include multiple partners, what it means to be pansexual, gender-confused. Teachers have ordered their pupils to refer to them by gender-neutral pronouns, such as mix, rather than miss, and so forth. Right, this is, I'm reading from The New American, the special edition, and tell people, Alex, where they can get this this magazine that is devoted to educating your children, what's going on with this, because it is a communist agenda. It is agenda for centralized control and command. As you pointed out, another aspect of this is about sustaining socialism, not about sustaining the planet. It's about sustaining socialism and centralizing everything at the highest possible level. Very dangerous. Where can people get information about rescuing our children?
So if you go to thenewamerican.com, that's our website. We'll have a banner ad there right under the top stories. You can click on that. And then if you want to order one copy, we'll waive the shipping and handling. If you use the code EDUCATE19, it could be all caps or all small, doesn't matter. And then what our hope is that people will read this and say, oh my goodness, everybody in my community needs this information. My pastor needs this information. My rabbi, the elders at my church need this information. And then they'll go back and order 100, or we've had several people now order 1,000. And get these to all the opinion molders in your community so that we can get the word out. So that's thenewamerican.com. Click on the banner ad right there. You can order them. You can even get it in PDF if you want to. But the physical copy is much better to be able to give to somebody. And you can get it right through there on our shop there.
You know, I've seen the church finally come around to abortion, finally realizing so many churches really didn't understand what was going on with it. And now have started to finally, decades later, react to this. But we're so far behind the curve. Most churches are now looking at things like homosexual marriage and saying, well, I don't want to impose my values on somebody else. Well, that's fine. I don't want to either. However, understand that they want to impose their values on you. Just take a look at the Supreme Court cases. That baker who had his business shut down there in Colorado went all the way to the Supreme Court and won. And as soon as he returned to Colorado, they had a transgender individual wanted a traniversary cake or whatever and said, I'm going to put you out of business. The same, quote unquote, civil rights commission there in Colorado was coming after him for that. They want to impose their values on you. They are not tolerant. And they're very hateful, but they do this all in the name of tolerance and in the name of stopping hate. That is the biggest gaslighting deception that's going on with all this stuff.
Yeah, and if you look at parts of Western and Northern Europe now, they're literally putting pastors in prison for quoting the Bible on homosexuality. I mean, just quoting the text, that's a hate crime. You have the Swedish government investigated the Bible under the hate speech laws, and they concluded that the Bible was an impermissible book, that it was a violation of their hate speech laws. They said it's not practical to ban it just yet. But people need to understand that's where all this is going. And before the break, I mentioned one of the articles we have in here, the globalization of the indoctrination. The UN and UNESCO in particular is very open about what it's doing. They have this World Core curriculum developed by Assistant Secretary General Robert Mueller, and he tells you in the teacher's manual that this curriculum that they want taught in every school on the planet is based on the teachings of Alice Bailey, and actually the Ascended Master, as Alice Bailey called it, that she worked with. Now, we don't have to go down that rabbit hole, but for people to have just kind of a glimpse of what's going on here, Alice Bailey was the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company, and she had a very specific agenda. So to have a world curriculum based on her teachings would strike most people as kind of bizarre at best and just absolutely demonic at worst. And yet, these are the people who want to educate all the children on the planet, and they're dead serious.
Yeah, well, you look at Saul Alinsky. He dedicated his book Rules for Radicals to Lucifer and so forth.
That's
the mentor of Bill Ayers. And these people who, you know, at the time they were creating and publicizing and pushing white school privilege, Bill Ayers stopped blowing up buildings and decided he would go blow up your kids' minds. He went into education. That's when he became really dangerous. When Bill Ayers stopped attacking federal buildings and started attacking school buildings and using this as propaganda. Now we have this festering civil war between different races and everything, thanks to Bill Ayers and the progressives, because in America, they felt that that was a more fertile ground for creating conflict than creating economic class warfare, as they had been able to do in Europe. This is what the schools have become. You know, Bill Ayers and his crowd of people have had a massive effect on education, bringing in these values you're pointing out, coming from the UN, coming from these Luciferians. I mean, we're not exaggerating here, folks. These people are embracing the Luciferian aspects of this. We're not putting a label on them that they don't accept and claim first.
That's exactly right. They tell you this in the open. We don't have to theorize. We don't have to speculate. You can go read their documents. I get UNESCO's press releases. Until recently, they had a communist leader, Irina Bokova, who they wanted to make Secretary General. And she would just openly say in quotes in press releases, we are using the schools to change the values and the attitudes and the beliefs of children so that they'll be prepared to accept global citizenship and a sustainable world order. I mean, they're just blatant. Obama's education secretary, Arne Duncan, said UNESCO is his global partner in changing education and changing your children. So they're open about it. All you have to do is look at what they're saying and they'll tell you what's going on. And if you're not involved in protecting your children or children in your community from this, I think, again, you need to reexamine your priorities, because what could be more important than your kids and the future of your country and your freedom?
Yeah, we've gone from the Oneida experiment in upstate New York where they tried to create their utopian socialist society and it failed and said, we got to get the kids, we've got to get them at an early age, we've got to get them instilled with our values, not with their parents' values, to now we're at UNESCO. And really things haven't changed. I mean, we have these different institutions, but there is that commonality that is at the center of all of this. And that is the thing that's really dangerous. That's why it is so important for people to take a look at this. It's a very comprehensive magazine. You can find it at thenewamerican.com. And people really need to take a look at this and understand what's going on. As I was saying before, we were late as Christians and as parents realizing in many cases the danger of abortion. And then, you know, you talk about gay marriage and so forth. People who oppose that and said, no, you know, we're going to recognize you can do whatever you want. But we're going to recognize marriage between one man and one woman. Well, they were labeled as a hate group. The Family Research Center, one of the places that was, they had Southern Poverty Law Center labeled them as a hate group because they talked about traditional marriage. You had a guy try to kill them for that. But the issue today, people are now starting to react to things that have happened years ago. It's accelerating. These things are changing. You know, we've had abortion now for decades. This other thing is maybe 5 years old. Now they're coming after the kids with a pedophile approach. And there's very, very few people who are pastors or leaders of communities or parents who really understand what this is. That's why I said this is like the Michael Jackson story. Parents don't understand what their kids are being exposed to in school. And I'm not just a reactionary old guy here. I mean, it's insane what they're doing in school.
It really is, David. And we use the analogy of a burning building. You know, if the building was burning, no parent would send their child in there. And yet the building is figuratively burning. It's going to harm your children in every sense, even more important than physically. It's going to harm them mentally and spiritually. And yet parents naively continue to send their kids in and pastors naively continue to not warn their flocks about the danger that they're facing. And, you know, I can't think of any more important issue for us to be dealing with as a society right now than the systematic indoctrination and dumbing down of our children. Been sounding the alarm for years. Actually, you guys were selling one of my books on this for a while, Crimes of the Educators. And so thank you so much for everything, David.
Thank you, Alex Newman. Again, you can find the full magazine at theamerican.com, thenewamerican.com. We didn't even get to the threats to their physical safety. And then the way that they're being groomed to live in a police state with all the metal detectors and the police that are resident there, they openly admit that the schools are not safe. And we see that over and over again. I wouldn't put my kid there for that reason alone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalist and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another depressed crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talk a little bit about socialism. You know, we'll look at the poll that was just recently done by NBC News, Wall Street Journal. They did a poll related to the 2020 presidential hopefuls. They found that only 18% of Americans have a positive view of socialism. 50% of Americans hold a negative view of socialism. And it was pretty much exactly reversed when they asked them about capitalism. You know, 50% of the people don't like socialism. 50% of the people like capitalism. 18% of the people liked socialism. 19% of the people didn't like capitalism. Essentially the same group of people. And it is highly skewed towards the younger generation. By the way, and other problems for Bernie Sanders, they also said that they thought that the age of 75 was kind of the cutoff for somebody running for president. Bernie happens to be 77. He'll be a little bit older. By the time the election rolls around, he will, you know, all of us will be, but he'll be 3 years beyond the age that most people say is a bit too old. And he certainly isn't conducting himself in any way to dispel any concerns about his age. But the thing that concerns me most about Bernie Sanders are the old ideas that he is selling. There's nothing new about this. This is something, as I pointed out with Alex Newman, they've been trying to push socialism on people since the mid-1800s. Actually, before that, there was a movement to level things, even when our founders were around. They derided that as just leveling, levelers. They wanted to bring everybody down to their level. And that is nothing new. The French Revolution. Founded on those same types of principles. Tear down everything, eventually turning on the leaders of that revolution and destroying them as well. So there's nothing new about that. What is new and what is powerful about this is the fact that they are able to inculcate that into our children at a very early age. And that's why they want to keep getting them at an earlier and earlier age. School marm Elizabeth Warren. Oh, yeah, let's, you know, send your kids to me right after birth. We'll take care of them. The village will raise your kids to be communist, to be statist, to be under the authoritarian boot and not have a problem with it. That's one of the biggest concerns that I have, and we didn't even get to that talking to Alex Newman. You look at the authoritarian environment that kids live in schools today, police everywhere, metal detectors everywhere, the constant environment of fear. They're training them to live in an Orwellian police state and justifying it by preaching socialism and envy, telling people that if you don't toe the line on this new sexual immorality that they've got, then you're hateful. Socialist millennials don't even know what it is. I just gave you the report earlier in the program about this New Jersey high school. It's like, well, in the name of equity, says the school superintendent, we're not going to let you take an ICE car or whatever. You're all going to go on a bus or whatever, a chaperone school bus. And we're going to charge you $15. How is that any different from the Green New Deal? Wake up, high school students. You're living in socialism. Yeah, they don't know what it is, but they're going to get it real hard. New York Post says today's democratic socialists don't even seem to embrace the classic definition of socialism as government control of the means of production. Are you kidding me? New York Post? I mean, these people who appear to be somewhat conservative, they put stuff out that is supportive of Trump. But boy, are they off the mark here. You want to take a look at the Green New Deal? You want to take a look at the policies of the Democrats? You want to tell me that they don't think that the government should be controlling the means of production? Boy, I tell you what, that is idiocy. Let's give some examples of this. You don't think the government is already controlling the means of production? Take a look at this story from Reason Magazine. Just look at one industry, for example, milk. And the government has milked their control for all it is worth. Thanks to decades of government meddling, U.S. dairy is going through a crisis. Now, you might look at this and, you know, a lot of people will say, well, dairy consumption and dairy demand has been collapsing. It has plummeted over the past four decades. Per capita, Americans are drinking nearly 100 pounds less fluid milk than they did in 1975. That figure is only slightly offset by increases in the consumption of cheese. So on face value, reports Reason, it might seem like the problems that dairy farmers are facing are because of supply and demand. But it's not the case. And what kind of problems are they facing? They begin the article by saying this week, Dean's Food, the nation's largest dairy, reported steep quarterly losses. The Wall Street Journal noted that the company is trying to sell its struggling business, quote unquote, even as its share price sinks and the company cancels contracts with dairy farmers thanks to poor demand and a glut of dairy products. Milk prices are at their lowest point in 50 years. Dairy farmers are losing money on every sale. For when you look at, they package milk in a unit of measurement called 100 weight, which is about 11 and a half gallons. That's not important. What is important is that it is selling for $16, and it cost them $22 to produce. So regardless of what it is that you're selling or the quantity that you're selling, when you are spending $22 to produce something that you can only sell for $16, you got problems. They got problems right here in River City when it comes to dairy. And in Wisconsin, dairy herds have fallen by half in only 15 years. 700 dairy farms in Wisconsin closed just last year. When you talk about retail apocalypse, talk about what's going on to dairy farms. Similarly dire data has emerged from New York, from California, from Ohio, and from Bernie Sanders, Vermont. Yeah, the dairy business is collapsing. So is it collapsing because of lower demand? You know, if milk prices are at their lowest point in 50 years, didn't the New Deal fix that? Didn't FDR, during the middle of the Depression, didn't he pull us out? Well, no, he didn't. Actually, it was World War II that got us out of that. And it, you know, you'll hear socialists debating this point, and they'll say, well, you know, we had the highest tax rates post-World War II, and look at, we had the best economy we've ever had in America. Well, that's because we were the only people who had any factory and production left. Everybody else was pretty much bombed and spent out. We were left intact. It wasn't because we didn't tax our way into prosperity. It's because we had the factories and they didn't, because we'd won the war. and we'd entered it late. We hadn't suffered any domestic damage. And the war ended the Depression. It wasn't FDR's New Deal policies. If FDR's New Deal policies work, then why aren't they working with the subsidies right now for the dairy farmers? You know, that's what they put in place. We're going to help all these farmers who are going out of business. Well, they point out in December, retired dairy farmer Jim Goodman penned a piece in the Washington Post describing why he sold off his herd and left the business that he and his family had been in for more than 110 years. He described dairy farming as combining hard work and possible economic suicide. What did he blame? He blamed government subsidies. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how that worked. We're going to tell you how the government doesn't protect the environment. Socialist New Deal policies don't protect the people they're intended to help either.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have 50% of the people in this country recognize that socialism is evil. It is the desire to control other people. It is the desire to plan and dictate their lives. And that is evil. That is anti-American. And, of course, they plan on having the Soviet states of America. They talked about that back in the 1930s. The essence of that was to have government schools. The essence of that was to have a federal Department of Education brought in, given birth by Jimmy Carter, and nurtured to adulthood by Ronald Reagan and his administration. And now we are suffering the consequences of that. That's not the thing that is going to save us, however. And we don't have to depend on some savior to go to Washington and to shut down the Department of Education, even if they would do that. No, you take control of your own life. You save your own children. That's really what has to happen. But let's talk about the 30% of the people who don't like socialism. 32%, quite frankly. Let's say about a third of the people who don't really understand what it is. You know, there's 50% of the people, according to the Wall Street Journal NBC poll, 50% of the people don't like socialism, 18% do. Let's talk about the 32% of the people who don't have an opinion, the one-third who don't know. And that's a high number. Usually in these polls, the know-nothings account for 5 to 10%. This is a third of the people who aren't really sure about socialism. So when we have the Green New Deal foisted upon us, let's talk about the New Deal and how it affected agriculture. Let's talk about the White New Deal. How did it affect the dairy industry? You got a lot of dairy farmers now who are going out of business, and they blame government subsidies, along with oversupply, falling prices, falling demand, organic regulations from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and tariffs and so forth. A lot of different blames, that most of it comes from government. Folks, socialism, the New Deal, they are great leaps forward. And the only reason that it didn't result in massive starvation like it did in China with Mao's great leap forward was because it wasn't applied to such a degree, and it wasn't applied over enough of a large area. But, of course, the Democrats want to resurrect that, and they want to change that. They want to do that pervasively over our entire country. So in listening to somebody who is now going out of business, a family business that they'd had for 110 years, no longer sustainable. Why? He said ineffective government subsidies, along with oversupply, falling prices, regulations from the USDA. As a matter of fact, I heard a radio broadcast where they were talking about farm price subsidies. They have a little bit of a wiggle room for the farmers as to how they're going to participate in this. Remember that it was Henry Wallace in the FDR administration who pushed these New Deal farm subsidies in. Who was Henry Wallace? Well, he eventually became the vice president for a while for FDR. And fortunately, before FDR died in office, he was replaced by somebody else. He was replaced by Harry Truman. Not that I'm a big Harry Truman fan, but Henry Wallace was a piece of work. Henry Wallace was a diehard Stalinist. He admired everything about the Soviet Union and socialism and central planning. And so he wanted to bring those values to American agriculture. And he was very effective at doing that in the Department of Agriculture. As a matter of fact, they bought into this whole idea of central planning and the New Deal more than anybody else. That's why he was rewarded with a vice presidency there for a while. This is a guy who, among other things, was a theosophist. He was into the occult. He was into communism. Isn't it funny how these things always go together? After the war, he was the big cheerleader for bringing the Nazi scientists in. He, more than anybody else, championed Operation Paperclip. In many respects, Operation Paperclip was a competition between different people. You'd see individuals who would rise up and try to stop the Nazis. You had a group of people who had dealt with them, who had fought them, and who said, the only thing these guys should get is the end of a rope. Execute them all. Kill them all. We don't want these people who experimented on other humans to come into the United States. I don't care what technology they've got. And then you had other people like Henry Wallace, like, oh, we can use that to advance our economy and so forth, right? Always the end justifies the means. Maybe he wanted to know what their connection to the occult was. I don't know. But Henry Wallace, one of these guys who put this farm subsidy thing into, let's take a look at the old New Deal. How did it work? Why isn't it saving dairy farms? Because, I mean, if this is a good thing, they've now had, what is it, 70 years or so to refine it? I mean, it ought to be working like a piece of clockwork by now, right? All these five-year plans. The USDA today, as I started to say, and I got off on the rabbit hole of Henry Wallace, but as I started to say, the Department of Agriculture would typically have farmers lock into whatever program they wanted to do for 1 year at a time. And now they're telling them they're going to have to lock in for 5 years. What does that tell you? It tells you that the USDA bureaucracy is locked itself into this conceit of five-year planning that we always see with socialist and communist economies. And so why isn't this working? It isn't because they've changed anything. It isn't because, it's a great idea and they've taken it out. No, the guy whose family was in the dairy business for 110 years blames it on decades of meddling in the marketplace by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He said, for example, in 1983, notice in the Federal Register discusses how USDA price supports for dairy, quote, encourages oversupply. So you have a situation where, for various reasons, whatever reasons, Americans aren't consuming as much milk as we used to in the past. So what does the federal government do? Well, we're going to help them. We're going to subsidize that, right? We're going to give them price supports. And yet it does exactly the opposite of what they intended. It encourages oversupply, which again drives down the price of the dairy products. Last year, the USDA bought $50 million of surplus milk and they gave it to food banks. Oh, gee, well, that's great. I'm sure that AOC, Alexandria in Wonderland, would just love that. That's great. We're helping out the farmers. We're spending $50 million on surplus milk and we're giving it to food banks. Except that when you look at the fact that and also surplus cheese, they bought 11 million pounds of surplus cheese. Same thing. Well, why isn't it working? It's because there were 1.2 billion pounds of surplus cheese that are sitting around in U.S. warehouses, presumably turning into blue cheese. I don't know. When you got 1.2 billion pounds and you help them out by getting 11 million, okay, that is less than 1%, a little bit less than 1% of the oversupply. Okay, so instead of 1,200 pounds, just take off the million. So 1,200 pounds, they get 11 pounds of it. So they're getting less than 1%. And yet they are encouraging people to stay in the dairy business by giving them subsidies. As Ronald Reagan said, you want more of something, you subsidize it. So they've got a drop off in demand, so they subsidize dairy production. And they make the problem worse. That's the thing about government. As we used to say in North Carolina, where there's a lot of kudzu in the mountains, said government is like kudzu. You know, back in another one of the things, going back to FDR, they said, well, we got a dust bowl here. Well, let's get something that grows rapidly. And so they brought in kudzu. I think it was from South Korea. And if you're from the southeast, you know that kudzu can grow a couple of feet a day. And so government is like kudzu. You bring it in to solve a problem, and before you know it, takes over everything. But look in California, dairy farmers there have to buy multi-million dollar cow manure digesters to comply with climate change laws because they're worried about cow farts there. Another farmer in New Mexico, he has to kill 4,000 of his cows. He's going to have to dump 15,000 gallons. He's dumping 15,000 gallons of milk each day. He's going to have to fire 40 employees. Why? Because the Air Force, nearby Cannon Air Force Base, contaminated the groundwater. The government, such good stewards of the environment, such genius economic planners. Let's have the Green New Deal, of course.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. If you want to support this program, let me just tell you about some of the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. We now have DNA Force Plus back in stock after we ran out of stock. And if you've been following all of the news about how science is going to make us live forever, well, you're not going to live forever. I'm sorry to break the news to you. not in this form, on this earth at least. Certainly DNA and other things that you can do for your health, as I've explained before, they take a look at some of the people who have population groups that live, let's say, 10 years longer on average than other people. They find that hereditary situations in terms of having longer end caps on their DNA, on the telomeres of their DNA, helps them to live longer. You can take a look at how long that is, and you can make predictions about how long somebody's going to live, because they gradually reduce as we get older. Once they're gone, like a twisted shoelace, once that end cap is gone, it starts to unravel. All kinds of things start to happen. So one of the things about DNA force and PQQ is a very rare, very expensive substance that we have in DNA force. And that is something that helps the health of your telomeres. It helps to keep them from decaying at the same rate. So there are certain things that you can do that are going to help you to have a longer life, to have a better quality life. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock. You can get it for 33% off right now while it's in stock. Also, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is now available for pre-order for a limited time. And you can save some money if you sign up for that pre-order. And finally, we have Alpha Power and Bodies, both at 50% off. A great way to increase your energy and to naturally address issues with inflammation, joint pain, other things, or other parts of your body that are inflamed besides your joints. Turmeric is a very powerful and natural anti-inflammatory ingredient. And, of course, it's combined with many natural and effective, that's why we call it BOD ease. It helps to ease your body of pain and inflammation. So you can get that 50% off along with Alpha Power. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program and this operation, help to fight the suppression of free press and suppression of your free speech on social media. That's what we're fighting on a daily basis. And we are fighting socialism. Not in Venezuela, but here in America. That's where we need to be focused on this. You know, we talk about funding this operation. Well, you know, Bernie Sanders is able to fund his campaign spending. He spent $300,000 in just 1 month when he was campaigning for reelection on airplane flights. How green is that? We had AOC, Alexandria in Wonderland, as we pointed out yesterday, spending a tenth of that over her campaign, but using it on Uber and Lyft because she didn't want to walk 1 minute to the subway train. You know, that's so worker class, so proletariat to ride the worker train. But, of course, that's what they're going to have you ride. You will be riding the train if you can get to where you want to riding the train. Remember when they came out with this, and they were very frank about where they wanted to go, AOC and her chief of staff, SC, who are both now have a FEC complaint against them. because of the multiple PACs that they set up, shell corporations to move money around, got a lot of watchdog ethics agencies, as well as a former commissioner of the Federal Elections Commission, saying there's absolutely no reason to do this unless you're trying to hide something. What are they trying to hide? Are they paying themselves off individually? This is absolutely insane. But these same people who created that scheme also created the scheme called the Green New Deal. And as they were talking about how that was going to play out in everybody's lives, we're going to ban all private cars, ban internal combustion engines, going to have to ban airplanes, ban meat, so forth. You had Mazie Hirono, who is the senator from Hawaii. And she said, I'm not sure about that because, you know, without a plane, you aren't going to get to Hawaii very easily. You're going to take a very slow boat if you get there at all. Here's a clip of Mazie Hirono. She's now trying to warm up to the Green New Deal. Toe that line for the new socialists. Here's Hirono.
Then more recently about the Green New Deal, you were saying, I think you were joking. Tell me what you were saying
in terms of travel, whether we were trying to get rid of air travel. And I said, well, that's going to make it hard for Hawaii. But what the Green New Deal stands for is a recognition that climate change is happening, not sticking our head in the sand. So what's really crazy is Trump and all his minions and his ilk who think that global warming and climate change is not happening and they'd rather just stick their heads in the sand. They offer absolutely zero in terms of what they would propose. So all they can do is mock and attack. And
Well, it's carbon dioxide that makes Hawaii green because that's what the plants need in order to grow. You know, talking about somebody sticking their head in the sand, that's somebody saying, well, yeah, we're going to get rid of airplane travel, and I live on an island that is thousands of miles away from anywhere else, but I'm okay with that. Exactly. What is it that has convinced you in the science that this is for real? Are you just taking their word for it, or is this something that you're using in order to get power? I'm sure that Maisie Hirono will not be affected by this. She, like the rest of these people, have, I guess we could call it green privilege. You know, they don't have to ride the trains. They can take Uber and Lyft and spend $30,000 during their campaign on that. That's green privilege. You can spend $300,000 on private jets and use as much fuel as you want. That's green privilege. Isn't that great? That's what we have always seen from the socialists. That's what we've seen in Venezuela. These children of communism who have billion-dollar trust funds in Europe, the children of Chavez and Maduro, that people see them taking the pictures of. Yeah, what is the Green New Deal? It's nothing other than a dystopian future. As Graham Noble writes, he says, it's nothing less than an all-encompassing social justice manifesto. It paved the way for the federal government control of almost all private industry, private property, transportation systems, food production, as well as most other aspects of American society. They are paleo-authoritarians. And the kids who are in school don't really seem to understand this. They don't even understand it when, in the name of equity and social justice, they're told that they can't have a nicer car rental than somebody else. Oh, no, we're going to put you all on the bus to go to the prom. Yeah, get ready for that. Get ready for that kind of leveling. I had a niece who was really big into all this environmentalism when she was in high school. She learned her lessons well. She had high grades because she absorbed everything that they were teaching her and regurgitated it back just exactly the way that they wanted it. And she would always preach to us about recycling. Well, here's the reality of recycling. I tried to explain to her then. I gave her facts. I gave her figures. I quoted what was happening in various localities. I said they're already overstocked on recycles and the recyclables, and they're not recycling it. And now they certainly aren't recycling it. They're not even shipping it to China. They're just burning it in place. China says, we're full up. We're not taking any more of your plastic bags and straws or anything else. And yet everybody is still doing the recycling. This is the insanity. You know, it's kind of like the electric vehicles where you want to say that they're nice and clean. Well, they are, unless you look at the fossil fuel plant, which you must have because they don't have any way with recyclable power sources. They don't have any way to store the energy to have steady state supply on the energy grid. If you supplement the fossil fuel factories with renewable resources, all you wind up with is a dirtier environment, because now instead of operating the fossil fuel plants that are operating on coal or gas, which can be made clean in other ways. No, instead what you're doing is you're ramping them up and then slowing them down and ramping them up. And so, do you use more gas when you do that with your car? Or do you get better gas mileage when you're going steady state? And so what they're doing is they're doing city driving, but they're doing it on the power facilities. But it's okay because it's external corruption. It's not internal combustion. Yeah, it's external corruption, isn't it? Freudian slip there. Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, was stumped when he was asked, what have you done to actually help anybody? Here's that clip. Let's play video clip number 8.
So I think I have a long history in civil rights activism. In 1988, I was one of the few white public officials who supported Jesse Jackson for president of the United States, and he ended up winning.
Oh, that's an accomplishment.
I think if you look at my record in terms of civil rights and other areas, you will find that it is consistently a very, very strong record.
Any legislation we can point to?
He's done a lot of virtue signaling.
Well, legislation that
not so much legislation
benefits African Americans. Yeah, we pass, but not specifically. You know, we pass legislation that benefits working people. Sure.
I'm not a racist. I'm not a racist. I'm a communist. Yeah, he's told everybody that it's time for change from the bottom up. Yeah, they want to change you, all right. Like I said yesterday, they want to ban toilet paper. That's a bottom-up change. Many people point out, hey, these socialists don't even talk about him, using him for toilet paper. Yeah, we could change it from schedule one.
To it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.